Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is Relationship Wednesday. It's August 9th, 2017. This month is just flying. We are preparing to launch our new website, and we're doing branding and all this stuff. And, you know, you'd think, well, they're going to do a website and it's only going to take like, you know, a month or 2 months. It's taken, I want to say, since right during, actually before the summit. So before May it started, and it's still going, but we're almost done. And today I have a meeting at 10 o'clock, kind of far from here, but with branding people. And this is so interesting, such an interesting process. But it's all happening, and I can't believe we were saying, oh, at first it was July we were going to launch, then it was August. But it will be August, towards the end of August. But just a whole more China, more functional, where I'll be posting from the website to all of the social media instead of the other way around. So just putting that together, I feel like I'm in school again. So it's very, very cool. But today, Relationship Wednesday, is your relationship feeding your soul? And it's true. The relationships we're in, our romantic relationships, are the first one we're thinking of, because it's obviously Relationship Wednesday. But this goes for every relationship you have. Because the way we are here is the way we are there is the way we are everywhere. It's just that sometimes with romantic relationships, because when you meet somebody, if things don't work out, you just aren't going to know them anymore. Or you will, and it'll feel awkward, and all this other stuff is going on. However, feeding your soul is different. Is different than it's okay for now, or it's okay. It's different. Because how does your relationship feel to your soul? Do you settle with it? Does little things bother you, but you think you'll be okay and you can handle it? But what's going on within your soul? Do you feel like you could stay there forever? Do you feel like you can do and think what you want to do and what you love to think about? Does it fit into the relationship, or are you suppressing that? And just saying, well, you know, at least I have a relationship. You know, he or she seems like a nice guy or a great girl. And we start justifying the relationship. Does it inspire you? Do you have more energy after you see them? Do you feel like maybe you're tired and you're kind of glad that, you know, you're not going to see them? Where's your brain? And does it connect to what's inside of you, the deepest part of you? Is it what you were wishing for all your life? Do you feel so lucky that you can't believe you met this person? Or do you feel like, well, that's a lot of work. I need to change this. I need to change that. I hope, you know, she doesn't do that anymore, and I hope that he, you know, gets a little bit more serious about some things. Do you feel like you guys are free enough to tell each other everything? Do you want to do things together that you love to do, or do you feel like you're not in touch with yourself within the relationship? What does feeding your soul even mean? And how and why does it make a difference? Because when you feel like you are connected to somebody, and this is even over and above exchanging energy with somebody and keeping the relationship alive, person you have chosen to give your time to, and time is probably the most valuable asset you can share with anybody. When you spend more time with kids, what happens with children? They're a lot healthier. when you have more time with your partner, what happens between you and your partner? You feel a lot closer. You feel connected. When you put more time in work, maybe not too much because you have to balance life, but when you put more time in work, you understand your work better. You feel better about it. You become connected to it. It's not something you just have to do and walk away from. It's something that you kind of can't wait to do and say, oh, you know what? I'm in the middle of this. I'm in the middle of that. I'm going to do this. And you're just thriving. But to be connected in your soul, because our soul is the original us. It's the part of us that we can't tell what to do and what to think. We can tell our brain, oh, I won't do this today. I'll do that. Yeah, I'm upset about this, but we can handle it. We'll make it through it. Okay, I need to address this issue because I want to plan a great trip. That's our brain. But the soul is like our barometer. It's the one part of us that came with us and will leave with us. Everything that's going on here on earth, it's here on earth. It's here to challenge us, to grow us. We're not going to see it again in the same way. But our soul, it came with us. It's the same soul, same difference that it was when we were a baby, that it will be when we leave. It's the eternal part of us. It's the part that's known us throughout our existence, and it's the part that once it connects, you cannot disconnect it. You will be in tune with yourself, with your environment, with the people that are allowed into your life and into your space. And it's funny when I say the word space, because it makes me sound like, I always call it the woo-woo thinking, you know, the whole, you know, well, I'm from the universe and I'm like, we got that. But I feel so like I have to fight for keeping things realistic sometimes, because we walk out of this. We're done with this show. We walk out into the real world. So how do we live in our real world? And we're creating a better world every single day. I know it sounds crazy when we see the news and we see this and that, but when you turn that off and you walk out into the world, you notice that people are really, there's a lot of good people in our world and a lot of beautiful things that are happening. And when people listen to their souls, those beautiful things are allowed to happen. They're allowed to happen. So if you're in a relationship and you find that you feel maybe pacified, where you're like, yeah, well, you know, it isn't the love of my life, but it works here and here and here, so I'm okay, I'm happy. That's really more realistic than somebody who tries to pretend that something is there that isn't there. Because yesterday, when we were talking about pure disappointment and what happens to us, and disappointment is our instinct plus our experience, and then we find out that maybe this wasn't the right place, that point, a lot of people find that out and then they stay. And they don't really talk about it. But the other person picks up that, you know what, something's not right. I don't feel this the way I used to. What changed? And what changed is that the person realized that there's maybe most of this is okay with them internally, but there's parts of it that they know they're bigger than, and they're not stepping up to the plate for themselves. People pleasers get stuck in that rut a lot. So if you find that you're a people pleaser, then you think, well, as long as everybody else is happy, I'm happy. And you can only say that for so long, because if you're not happy, we're not exchanging energy with happiness, because we know inside that there's more to us than what we are able to share. And when we know that, our soul starts fighting for us, because our soul's job is to make sure it's fed, to make sure it's thriving, to make sure it's growing, to make sure it has a place to exist. Because if what's inside of us, the deepest part of us, our deepest wants, our quiet wants, the ones that we don't really tell anyone, sometimes we don't even verbalize it. And it doesn't, it's amazing that we don't think of it that way. But the stuff we don't verbalize is what runs our lives. The stuff we really want, but we try to get it in different ways. Like we wake up in the morning and we know, okay, you know what? I've been feeling this for a while. I haven't spoken on it. I don't really need what I want. I'll be okay. But then what happens is you wake up the next day and you do the same thing and you're going, you know, my life's a little stale. Why? Why is my life feeling stale? Why do I kind of feel bored? What is it that I just wake up and repeat myself every day and I don't really know what I feel? Maybe I should take some time to think about it. And you start getting these signs that your soul is giving you to say, hey, hey, you know what? Pay attention to me because I'm right here and you need me to run your life in its best way. And you say, yeah, yeah, it's okay, but if you're quiet, I kind of manage a little better. And your soul's like, manage a little better? You're not going to manage any better than finding me. I'm you. I'm the real you. You don't have to manipulate people to get what you want from them. You need to get what you want from you, and you won't need to do anything to other people. You'll just find the right people. And we just have these talks with our souls all the time. Well, I don't have time to find the right people. I'm lucky I have someone. Things are okay. We start talking to ourselves that way. We justify. So what happens to us when we justify our relationship, which is the core space we're going to spend our time? If and when we are in relationships, but it's always good to know this information, even if you're not in a relationship right now, because when you will, and we always need someone, there's always somebody there in our mind because we are hardwired to be connected. Doesn't mean that we are all the time. It's funny, every time I am single, I really love that time. I really just, I don't want to be anywhere else. And I'm a pretty busy person, so that ends up, you know, keeping me. But it's because when you learn how it feels to feed your soul, there's some people you will meet and you know, I'm not going to be here forever. You know it in your mind and in your soul and in every part of you. You just know it. And it's amazing. The places you think that with your mind, in a while, you start saying, well, what am I doing here then? And then you know you're learning something. But the best part of it is when you think that, you're more yourself. It's when we try to pretend we're going to be somewhere forever. We're not sure, but we're thinking it out of fear. Like, oh my God, if this person ever leaves me, I will fall apart. And then you find out you will survive falling apart. But when you think that, that's coming from fear. That's when we're not like completely ourselves, whatever ourselves means. And I'm not talking about being yourself and throwing yourself onto, well, I do this and I do that and this is how I am. That's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about the quiet part of you that feels safe with this person, that feels like no matter what you did, you will still be loved. And no matter what they did, you would still love them. That you would put a part of you on the table that says, I'm sharing the deepest part of myself here. I know that being here is where I want to be. And if anything ever happens that says you and I aren't supposed to spend our time together, that would really make me sad, like really make me sad. I would feel so devastated. I know I'd be okay, but it would be really hard for me to not spend my time with you. If you could say those things in yourself, to yourself, you have taken that fear away. I got an email the other day, and I didn't answer it yet because I didn't know what to write, and the person who wrote it will know who they are, asking me for a prayer that can circumvent fear. And if you can have this within yourself and say to yourself that if I lost everything I have right now, the people, the things, how will I survive? What will I think about? And take yourself there as though everyone you knew didn't know you. And to answer the question, your prayer to yourself would be, no matter where I am, and no matter what I do or am doing in my life, no matter who I'm with, no matter what country I'm in, no matter what job I have, I know that I will do it because I enjoy it. And for everything that I don't have in my life, it's not meant for me yet because I have to learn to enjoy myself. So my prayer would be, can I just learn to enjoy myself no matter who's in my life, no matter where I am, because that enjoyment is what I will bring with me everywhere I go, and it will help me to attract as well somebody else who has that enjoyment in them. That would be the prayer. Sometimes we think our prayers are, I need more money. I need more love. I need this. I need that. But truly, the deepest prayers are the ones that let go of that need. And sometimes we walk around and we feel like, well, why don't I get this? Why don't I get that? Look at all those people out there. Look at how happy they all look. What am I missing? Isolation, isolation, isolation. And that's your ego telling you and isolating you and winning. We all have an ego, and it shows up every day because it's something for us to overcome. Ego is a stepping stone, not a residence. So when we take residence in ego, we're not going to feel so good, because it's going to conflict with our soul. And it shows up every day in a different color, because every day we wake up, we're here to grow. And when we're not growing, feeding what lives inside of us, we're going to starve. We're going to starve. And we're going to feel like no matter what we ate, we're never full. No matter who we talk to, it doesn't matter. Because we're still on our way to better. We're still on our way to more. But that more that you're on your way to, if you're not touching it today, if you're not asking questions of yourself today, if you're not breaking down and releasing your fears today, the chances of you doing that tomorrow are going to be like what you're doing today. Oh, well, I'll do it tomorrow. It's like the procrastination only of yourself. So if you're in a relationship and you don't feel like you can be you, if you don't even know who the you is that you're sharing there, the way to start finding that out is every day ask your question. Hey, Sally, are you really happy today? Do you feel like you're thriving here? Do you feel like you're growing here? Do you feel like the two of you are growing together? If you're not married, is this somebody you would want to father your children or to mother your children? Is this somebody that no matter what happened, you would find a way to make it together? Over and above marriage and over and above all the labels and the rings and the things and everything that comes with it. Without you feeling that in your deepest part of your thinking, something's going to get in the way of it. Some people are bound by the same religious beliefs. Some people are bound by their love for music. Some people are bound by things that they love to do together that they put into their routine that becomes part of their psyche. That's why people who don't see each other very much find it easy to break up, even though they might love each other so much that they can't stand it, they think, but they don't spend time. And when the time isn't spent, you don't even begin to answer these questions. There's so many people, believe it or not, who met after college and when they started working and when they started doing, you know, out there in the world and come home and connect, and then their jobs kind of took a little bit more time. They didn't have kids yet. And then, you know, 4 years later, the wife gets pregnant, and now she's staying home for a while. And now she realizes that, you know, her husband doesn't come home very much because he's working. But so was she, but now she feels left out of that. Now she starts to resent that she's home instead of thinking, I get to be so lucky to raise my child. And you're never there. You don't care. Well, of course I care. We both care. I'm doing that so we can do this. Yeah, but I'm lonely and I'm alone. And then all this other stuff starts coming into play. Once you can spend time, once you do start thinking. If there's anything I could do, and actually I'm on my way to doing this, but if there's anything that we can do is to literally, I call them fireside chats, but just to have these chats, these conversations, not only with ourselves, but with the younger people we may know about anything in life. Ask yourself if this is the most important person to you. How do you feel? Are you holding any kind of resentment or anger? Do you find you cannot speak on it? Do you not feel safe speaking in an argument or in a disagreement? Because that's where you know what you have, how much you have been fed. Because if you have been fed enough information and that coincides with your feelings, you're solid. If it conflicts, like you don't trust that person's intentions towards you, you're not going to feel safe. And so what's going to happen is when you do feel a challenge come up, instead of protecting the relationship, you're going to protect yourself. And if you find yourself doing that, you have to know that your soul hasn't been fed. If there's somewhere else you think you need to be, yet you're in this relationship and you're scared of hurting the person's feelings, that's not your relationship for your lifetime. Maybe somebody you love to pieces and want to be with, but if you feel there's somewhere else you need to be, yet you're in this relationship, it's not fair to the other person, and it's not fair to you. These are the most delicate questions we have. They're the questions we usually don't ask, or we tell them to be quiet and we hide them deeper in our soul. Well, everything's fine now. You know, everything looks good on the outside. We have our house, our 2.2 kids, and we have all of that. But if you're not settled inside of yourself, your family is not going to be settled. Because everything we do is a reflection of who we are. And your question is, what are you reflecting to your world? So when people tell me they have a conflict here and a conflict here and a conflict here, I know where the conflict started. And then when I bring it up, because they won't bring it up, they get mad at me because they didn't want me to notice. They wanted me to reinforce the lies they've been telling themselves so that they don't feel bad. Because the reason they were able to tell themselves the lies, the reason they were able to accept the lies, because they made a decision to do that. And so if I say anything different, they're going to get mad at me because now their investment in the cover story is bigger than the real story. The only way your relationship can feed your soul is if you already know how to do that, how to ask yourself questions, how to be truthful to yourself. Because whatever you have inside of you is what you will share on your outside world. Nobody is that good of an actor to not do that. Nobody. Our soul is so precious that it will never give up on us. And we may not like how it tries to reach us by bothering us and telling us, oh, you know what, you're stronger than this. Oh, you know what, you can do more than this. Oh, you know what, do a little less of that because that's not your direction. And we feel it and we know it. And 2 years later, 3 years later, 5 years later, 20 years later, we go, I knew it all along. I just fought it. I didn't want it to be true. Everything was perfect, but it wasn't perfection. Perfection is when you are in sync with what you're doing. There is no perfect that we can sell anybody. Feeding our souls. Everything will go back to how you feed your very own soul. When you know you're taking care of you all the way, when you know that, that's when you can take care of anything else you have going on in your life. Yesterday, I ran across a quote, and I love reading. I've been, even with everything I wait to read, even if it's just like while I'm driving, I stick audiobooks in my ears while I'm walking, I do my talk with God, and then I start listening to audiobooks because I just want to know so much about us. I can never get enough. And I saw this quote yesterday, and it just, I had to copy it, and I put it in my phone because I never want to not see this quote again. And it says, every relationship is a reflection of your relationship with God. And I thought, there's a lot of truth to that. Oh my gosh, it is a reflection. And even deeper, it's your relationship with your soul. Just sounds like this little goofy quote, but if you think about that, you'll see it. So the biggest question for today is, what is your real prayer? Not what is a prayer you think you should have, but what is your real prayer for yourself while you're here to do that? You guys, I will see you tomorrow morning for Dream Theme Thursday. I love you so very much. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show.